Hello and welcome to the Marbella Hybrid podcast, where we talk all things witchy, multidimensional, and metaphysical. And today's episode is going to be a past life collective reading. These are channeled readings that I use clairvoyantly as a psychic reader to tap into what type of energy on the collective is kind of working through its way amongst Earth right now. So enjoy, and I hope you can consider subscribing to my spiritual newsletter. All subscribers on there will be given a monthly draw to see who can win a past life reading. So if you're interested in that, click the link in the description and let's get to it. So I'm going to be taking a look at the symbol of a rose representing Earth's collective energy. And on this rose, there are going to be three rings. Each ring is going to symbolize a past life. So I'm taking a look at the rose now. And it's kind of pink, almost less rose and more tulip. And it has its petals kind of nice, fully formed and open. And the stem is nice and thick, going straight down. I'm taking a look at the first ring. The first ring is gold. The second ring is blue. And the third ring is black. And I'll be taking a look at the first ring, the gold one. Give me a minute. Okay, so I'm looking at big ocean and trying to figure out where the collective focal point is right now. There. It's in the water. I'm seeing the life of a little shrimp. It's a really tiny shrimp. And it has its other buddy shrimps around it. And it's just swimming, moving around. And it's interesting because there's other sea life around the shrimp. I'm seeing lots of other bigger fish, even otters, near towards the surface. So the shrimp is quite near the surface of the ocean, not deep. I'm going to fast forward a little bit. Okay, this is about 3 weeks later. Wow, we're really deeper into the ocean now. It's pretty dark. And it seems like the life of this shrimp is pretty peaceful. But at the same time, like, I'm getting a lot of sensory information coming in. Like, if the shrimp were to pick up on, like, a type of vibration or like a type of light sensitivity. I never thought a shrimp could really feel or vibrate or pick up light that closely. And it seems like the shrimp that I'm looking at, it's huddled around its other shrimp friends, and it's kind of hanging around this one moss on a rock towards like the edge of like a coral reef. And it's almost like they're feasting on this moss right now. Because they're just moving around, kind of lingering. And there's also this other bigger fish kind of coming up. And it's like really eyeballing them. Really eyeballing them, like if it's gonna come and actually eat the shrimp. And this fish is really long, almost like an eel, but it does have like fins on its side. And it does. It makes a lunge and grabs like a whole mouthful of shrimp. But that one shrimp we're looking at kind of just moved away just in time. Interesting. And that shrimp kind of hides behind, in between like a crack of another rock. like very cold, and it's scared, and it's not quite sure of what's going on, but it just knows that it needs to survive. There's a lot of the survival energy with the shrimp right now. It's not even aware of like what just happened, that there was even a fish there. It just knows that it needs to hide. I'm going to fast forward now. Okay. Just a couple days later, the shrimp is still there, still hiding. And it seems like there's something else coming in the crack. It's a snail. And the shrimp kind of gets scared. It's almost like if it was in some sort of catatonic state. But as soon as the snail came in, the shrimp kind of just woke up. Like if it was done being paralyzed. Not that it had a choice, I think. It just was shocked out of being paralyzed. And it started moving more freely, kind of jittering. And the snail is just like oblivious, like, hello, like, I don't know what you're doing here kind of thing. It's just like, oh, there's a shrimp here. Seems like the shrimp almost like forgets why it was there and it just swims out. And it's kind of doing its own thing again. And seeing it continue to swim out. It's all alone now. I'm going to fast forward again. This is about 2 weeks later. The shrimp is very, very old. It's a bit bigger. And it's just hanging out on top of a coral. It's just sitting there and laying down. Kind of just like watching everything else go by. It's almost like it knows it's about to die. Like it knows that it's the end of its life. And it's just peaceful there, sitting there. Watching the fish move along, and then it passes. I'm gonna close down that ring. I'm gonna open up the next ring. I'm kind of more now in the middle of a mountain area. I'm a little girl. Kind of seems to be like a park, like a national park mountain area. Families nearby. It's just like this little girl staring over at the edge of the railing, looking out over the nature. She's very peaceful, breathing in and out, fresh air. And the mom is coming over and taking a picture. Like a very, very old kind of camera. Kind of getting a 1950s vibe with the clothing style that they're wearing. The mom's almost having trouble breathing by the third picture she's taken. It's like she can't breathe very well. And the daughter gets concerned, kind of walks over to the mom, And she yells out for her dad. Her dad comes, kind of helps the mom down a little bit, down the mountain. As they start, like, reach down towards the bottom of the park, she starts to breathe a little easier. And it's almost like the dad felt annoyed. It's like kind of like letting her know you shouldn't have come up here because of the condition she has. And the girl's kind of, yeah, the little girl's a little bit fazed by that. She doesn't like to hear them arguing or getting annoyed. I'm gonna fast forward. Okay, this is 3 years later. Girl's much older. She now looks to be around 12, 13. She's in the middle of a birthday party. Lots of friends around her. It's interesting too, is that all the parents are kind of huddled in a corner doing their own thing, and then the kids are also doing their own thing. It's like everyone's kind of separated into their own realities. I'm seeing this little girl has her best friend. She has two best friends, one's a boy and one's a girl. I'm gonna fast forward. Okay. This is about 5 years later. Much, much older. She's now a young adult. Kind of seeing her sit in class. She's learning mathematics. Okay, and one of her best friends is there. It was the boy. Seems like there's some sort of conflict going on with one of the other girls in the classroom. The teacher seems to have some sort of favoritism for the other girl. But the girl here that we've been following up almost has a rivalry with her. A lot of competition energy here. I'm gonna fast forward again. This is about another 3 years later. The girl's well into her mid-20s, and she's married. I see her in her house with her best friend that's now her husband. Oh, interesting. She's an artist. And seeing her paint her living room wall. Very close relationship, loving relationship with her husband. Her husband seems to be also very creative. It's like he's building some sort of model trucks on the kitchen table while she's painting. But she also starts to cough a bit. Almost like she's choking on something or on air. something. She just falls to the ground. Her husband picks her up and drives her, looks like, to a hospital. They wait around for a long time. Seems like it's not that serious what's going on with her coughing. She's having trouble breathing. But then she just collapses onto the floor. They bring her in. And fast forward. This is a day later. She's laying in the hospital bed. And she has tubes in her mouth, helping her breathe. She's hooked up to an IV. Seems to be asleep. Her husband's there, next to her, just holding her hand, sitting, watching her. She starts like contorting and spasming. The doctors come in again. They've kind of hook her up to a defibrillator. She flatlined. Trying to bring her back. You can almost feel her spirit just still there, trying to fight, come back in. And then it does, settles in back into her body, and she wakes up. And fast forward again. This is about a year later. I'm seeing her sit down in her own home with other women. It's like she's having a meeting with other women in her living room. Must be like some sort of book club. Interesting. There's like on the book, it's like a title that says Ghost. I'm getting the sense that her life has been a little bit different. I just feel this big heaviness inside her chest. It's almost like there's a lot of anxiety from like surviving, going into cardiac arrest. And it's like she can't be alone. Like she needs people around her. It seems like she's still processing her experience. Interesting. Other women in the group as well also had like near-death experiences. So it's like a support group for each other. I'm gonna end the life there and close that ring. I'm gonna open up the last ring. Okay. We're somewhere inside of a barn. Like it's nighttime. I'm inside of a barn. I'm trying to see who the main focal person is. Okay, it's a little boy. He's kind of just laying down. He's like just sleeping on a pile of hay. It's nighttime. And just kind of, it's not just sleeping on a pile of hay. Like, I'm seeing things around him. He has like other pieces of clothing on a little nightstand. It's like he has collected there, like a baseball and some marbles. Seems like he might either live in the barn, or this is like some sort of hangout space for him. I'm gonna fast forward. Okay. This is the next day. He's outside. It's sunny. It's in some sort of meadow. And he's kind of just like, he looks to be about 7 years old. He's kind of moving through the meadow. It's like he's hunting something. Oh, there it is. It's a frog. He's kind of chasing it. And then it lands into the water and it escapes. And right there, like at the edge of the pond, he looks out to see another person standing on the other side of the pond. It's an older man. And he has a fishing rod, a straw hat, and like a gray beard. And he just sits down, just starts to watch the man. The man almost like doesn't even notice him. It's maybe out of his line of sight or something. Oh, but he does notice the boy and he calls out to him. And the boy tries to talk with him, but the man doesn't even look at the boy. That old man is blind. The little boy is very fascinated by this old man. He has like 1,000 questions going on in his brain about how he could even be fishing. Because he's blind, he thinks it's somehow not possible. I'm gonna fast forward. Okay. Just about 3 years later, he's now more of like a young teenager, and he's hanging out with the old man next to him. He has his own fishing rod now, caught quite a few fish already. It's like the old man can sniff the weather, because he knows that there's going to be a storm soon and that the boy should go back home. And so the boy just gets up, takes his fish with him, and leaves. And then as he's like walking home, it does start to rain. It seems like a very peaceful life. But I'm seeing the boy get back home. He goes back home alone. It's like the barn was still there, and there's just like a tiny little house next to the barn. But no one is inside it. It's just him, the boy alone. He gets his fish. He starts cutting it up and cooking it. It's interesting. It's like the boy is very, is just so used to it. He's not sad, he's smiling. Very simple life. Only knows one person, which is the older man. I'm gonna fast forward again. This is about 2 weeks later. It's a really stormy night. I'm just seeing the boy kind of just hang out in the middle of the living room. And he's like cutting or carving a piece of wood with a knife. I'm seeing like other little figurines around him. And the storm's really, really rough. It's really shaking the windows. There's like a couple dripping spots in the roof in the house. Oh shit. It's just like this giant twirling tornado coming towards the house. Yeah, and it hits it. It hits the house and like the life ends and the boy passes. Close down that ring. I'm gonna take a look at how all three rings come together and make sense. I'm kind of seeing the shrimp life kind of symbolize a big collective energy right now. Like there's some sort of survival energy around being separated from your group, your sense of familiarity. And it's like that one snail, and that's really all it took to like shake it out of its catatonic state. I'm getting the sense that the snail kind of symbolizes a type of slower pace, a type of connection that we have when things are slower, things are simpler. It kind of shakes us out of our fear, anything that can freeze us. I think it can be a really big lesson for the world right now to kind of slow down and shake yourself out of the funk, out of the fear, out of the paralyzation that you might sometimes find yourself in when things feel uncertain. Or when you're alone and you feel you've been separated, things are fading out of your life, feeling things are really changing up. I think the snail really serves as a symbol to just slow down, relax, do something to shake yourself out of that funk. And I'm kind of seeing the second life, that life as the little girl. She ended up growing up, having a pretty simple life, but it's like the health issues always followed her. It's like there was underlying sickness that she might have even got passed down from her mother, because the mother seemed to have also some heart issues or some breathing issues, and I think that's really symbolizing the type of pain that we can carry from our family, the stuff that comes up in our genes, the stuff that's taught to us when we're little. And it's interesting how her life really started to change when she had her own near-death experience. And I think that's what the world is experiencing right now too. Very symbolic of how the world is having its own near-death experience. We're getting to see all the patterns, all of our current behavioral cycles, things that happen, repeat in our lives. that have happened to our parents and their parents and their parents. It's like right now we're having a near-death experience where we're shaking things up. We're seeing things from a new perspective. And I think when she started to have those women gathering around her who are also having the same experience as her, it really gave her strength and hope. And I think that's another message here, that we need to gather, we need to build our numbers with those that are like-minded, that think like us, that have experienced similar things to us, kind of like hold space for each other. This is a time to really get together. Not really get our shit together, but it's kind of like get together to figure our shit out together kind of energy. Because a lot more feels like it's going to be shaken up. And it's interesting, from that little boy life, there's a lot of patterns and symbols in that one as well. And I'm really getting like the heart space energy. There's a lot that's being brought up to the surface. It's kind of pushing us outside of our comfort zones. There's a lot going on. And it seems like the major theme from these lives, it's kind of showing us that we really need to tap in to ourselves. Kind of be consistent with how we treat ourselves. Allow other people to come in and allow yourself to reach out for help, because you're not alone. It's like that first life with the snail. He was exactly the perfect time, perfect place for the shrimp to wake up. And guess what? The shrimp died of old age. The shrimp was able to live its life to the very end. And I don't think it would have been able to do that if it was still stuck frozen, not knowing what to do. Let other people in. Allow yourself to feel the peace, to feel the chaos, and feel okay with it. Because there's so much to learn from it. Allow these times to be a teaching lesson for you in the most graceful way possible. And if grace doesn't fit at all in your life right now and things are really shaken up, ask for help. Allow friends to hold you. And if you don't have friends, it's okay. Know that you're not alone. And trust in the universe. Attract. Make an intention to attract the people into your life that will best help align you to the life that you want to live. Simply asking, I think that is the main question. Allowing yourself to ask, allowing all the resources, all the groups and the connections that you can possibly make that be an option. Ponder that as a possible reality that you can bring into your life. There's something about community, embodying love within yourself, that can make real change. And that's the end of this reading. Thank you for listening. Hey, did you enjoy that episode? Do you want to hear more about multidimensional topics like past lives, healing through other dimensions, astral travel, inner earth? Like, there's so many topics, and I write articles on my website about them. So go check out my website at marbellahybrid.com, and please consider subscribing to my spiritual newsletter. I send tons of tips and info out there at least once a month, so check it out. All right, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye.